The Veterans Affairs Department has ramped up referrals to private doctors in order to get patients the care they need more quickly. But several unions that represent VA employees argue the uptick in referrals could signal a shift toward privatizing the VA. This all comes as Secretary Robert McDonald aims to fix how the VA treats its veterans following major reform legislation passed by Congress this past summer. Irma Westmoreland is a registered nurse and chairwoman of the National Nurses United for Veterans Affairs. She joins us now with her take on changes at the VA. Good morning, and thanks for being with us.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
All right. So throughout all this, we haven't heard a whole lot about how the scandal and the changes and the arguments and the legislation affected nurses at the VA. Before we get into the details of outsourcing, tell us how all of this has affected the nurses.
Well, basically, from the nurses' perspective, we don't have enough nurses to take care of the patients. And VA has a thing called staffing methodology, which is what they use to say that calculate how much staff they have. We rolled out millions of dollars on staffing methodology, but the directors don't have the money to implement it. So what they do is the staffing methodology says I need 25 nurses on this unit, and staffing methodology, and the director says, oh, well, I can only fund 20, or I can only fund 18. So that's what you're getting. And that's why we don't have enough nurses to take care of patients, because we don't fund the nursing positions. But we also don't have enough doctors and to do it either. But nurses are there 24/7, and they're the ones that coordinate all the care in all the clinics and that kind of thing. So it's important to staff us appropriately. I've heard from Secretary McDonald that he's going to be looking at that, and we do have money for staffing. I just don't know that VA is going to put that money where it needs to be. Historically, when you get money for staffing, they decide they need it in equipment, or they decide they need it in building, or they decide they need it somewhere else. Somebody else is staffing besides the nurses and the clerks and the doctors that are actually touching the patient. They'll fill 15 administrative positions before they fill one that needs to touch the patient.
So when there is not enough nurses on a particular shift or in a particular hospital, what happens?
We can't get to the patients for what they need. You know, rather than sit there and talk to my patients who are in hospice and dying and giving them the emotional support that I need, I have to just give him his pain medicine and hope I can get back to him in time during my shift to come back and sit with him and talk with him and give him the things that he needs. We do we can, but it's just not enough. And, you know, we love our veterans. You know, that's why we're here. That's why people stay in the VA, because we believe in the mission. We believe in taking care of the veterans for what they need. Many of them have given their lives, their limbs, their minds, their bodies to our government and to our country so that we can have freedom, and they deserve to be taken care of appropriately.
All right. Now, under this legislation, or under the new regime now that is governing the VA, those that live some distance can get referrals to private institutions or outside of the VA institutions. And you're worried that that could lead to a general outsourcing of what VA does. Tell us the concern.
Well, the veterans, we've always had some form of that for veterans that live more than 50 miles out. So now we've decreased it to 40, but also we've added in long-term waits. But veterans don't really understand the impact, both financially and or physically. If the veteran, they have insurance, they'll have to pay copays and insurance costs. The costs can add up very quickly. Also, there's limitations on who the VA can refer for patient outside services. Depends on what kinds of things they have. If the patient chooses his or her MD outside the rules of who we can refer, then the costs go up exponentially to the veteran. Also, care access in many areas is less than in the VA. It is especially true for integrated mental health services. Another example is specialty care like dermatology or rheumatology, even are more scarce outside of the VA. For example, our wait time may be 90 days, but in the community it's 6 months or more. If those services, especially in less metropolitan areas, if those services were readily available, we'd have them.
Because I was looking at some of the reporting that says that the VA contracts with these private facilities for those 40 miles away or more specify a 3-day wait period, which is even less than what the VA had promised that wasn't delivering in the first place. So
right.
It sounds like you're saying that that's not a realistic expectation.
It's not. In a metropolitan area, yes. D.C., Atlanta, Los Angeles, where you got tons of doctors, but where you don't is where these people have, when the rural areas, the less metropolitan areas, they don't have access to doctors. You know, we're trying to pay people. If you look at what the government's doing now, they're trying to pay nurses, pay doctors to go to school so that you, and to pay back your school, you go work in a rural area because there's not enough access to care in rural areas. And if we can't get it already, then the likelihood of it being available is less. Also, it's unbelievable to me that people think that that's going to work. I mean, I'm not saying that for some people in metropolitan areas that it won't work, but for most veterans, we don't live there. You know, we want to live in our homes. We want to live where we're at. We don't want to have to move to Atlanta or move to D.C. or move to a big city, Richmond or someplace like that, to get care. We want to live where we're at.
So it sounds like for those in those distant areas where there aren't lots of specialists and so forth, it might even be more efficient to just get a van and round them up and drive them to the VA.
I believe that that it would definitely be a lot better than having them, or at least to a place where they can get the care, than this referral issue because they don't have it. There are, I'm not saying there aren't some cases, but in the specialties where people really have the bigger wait times, they're just, the specialties aren't available.
We're speaking with Irma Westmoreland. She's a registered nurse and chairwoman of the National Nurses United for Veterans Affairs. Have these concerns been expressed by your group or by any of the unions up to Secretary McDonald? And if so, have you heard anything back from him?
Yes, we have done that. And also we had a meeting with him last week, National Partnership Council, where all the VAs were present. Then five national unions were there. And we expressed concerns on staffing and moving people out. He says he's going to look at the best ways of doing stuff. He's trying to recruit people. Last week he was in Durham. He spent some of his time there at Duke University trying to look at what's the best way to recruit qualified physicians and nurse practitioners and people to take care of our patients. I believe he's trying to look and see what he can do. Part of the issue is pay. People in we are limited by what we can pay these people. We have a limited budget. Our pay issues are we've got a pay system that says we can't be the pay leader for nursing care and for Title 38. So it makes it difficult if you can't recruit the best because you can't afford to pay them.
What is, how would you, if nurses' pay scale within the VA, how far on a percentage basis would you say it is behind the average in the private sector at this point?
It depends on where you're at. In some areas, it's 5 or 10%. Some areas, it's as many as 30%. There was a facility up north that we had that in our area that had a 30%. They were 30% less paid than the nurses in their area, but the facility didn't have the money to bring them up. They gave them a 10% raise, which the nurses were happy with, but the nurses there were happy with, but you kind of need to recruit people, that's not going to happen, right? I did want to say one thing about the privatization of care, and that is privatization of VA will leave all veterans, whether they want outside care or not, being forced to use it rather than the VA. Currently, we even offer outside care to patients that we can't get to, and only 30% of our veterans who meet the guidelines even take us up on that opportunity. And that's because they know the VA is the better place to get their care.
All right, so if the VA does have billions in new funding from Congress to add to the medical staff, and nurses are part of that, but yet the pay is what it is, as you've described, what would you say to would-be nurses that would think about coming to the VA? What are the advantages of going there?
Well, there's lots of advantages for being at the VA besides pay. One is we are research-based care. We're right on the cutting edge of taking care of patients with spinal cord injury, traumatic brain issues, mental health issues. We have blind rehab. We have services that every a nurse wants to be. You know, you don't have to do one thing for your whole life. In the VA, you can do every specialty there is to nursing, and we are right on the cutting edge of that. You're taking care of the veterans. The mission of the care that we have is very important to all of us that stay there. Also, you want to look at some of our benefits are actually very good. Our health insurance is better probably than some areas. It costs, but it's better. Also, we have better leave plans, you know, better annually, better sick leave, that kind of stuff. But and that's really good if those things are important to you. But when you're trying, and those are very important to middle age and older people, right? But when you want to hire younger folks who are coming in, you got to offer them better staffing, which is better hours. You know, we have a thing that says that we can offer nurses to work 3 12-hour shifts a week and get paid for 40 hours, right? And now there's hardly any facility that uses that, even though in the community most places do work 12-hour shifts and that's it, you get paid. The nurses would just as soon work for the 36 hours and just get paid for working 36, but the law that's out there, it's called 7280, has you work 72 hours, which is 6 12-hour shifts, and you get 8 hours of pay for a shift you didn't work. And so people, the directors don't want to do it because they lose money.
Well, sounds like a lot of choices for nurses and for the VA. Irma Westmoreland is a registered nurse and chairwoman of the National Nurses United for Veterans Affairs. Thanks so much for joining us.
Okay, thank you.